This recording, Florida 18, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comagate Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comagate Secure, where here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to hear a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checking herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that requires her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
My hometown is Miami, Florida. I was born and raised here. I've lived here my whole life. It's always really hot and sometimes rainy. What I really like about Miami is the people, even though sometimes they're rude. They're very lively and they're loud. I think it's like a good place for people to come to have vacations because they like our beaches. But there's also a lot of historical places in the area. We have like a natural spring pool. That's like something I think is very unique here because it was kind of dug out of limestone. And I think that's something people don't realize, that there's also historical things, even though Miami isn't as old as many cities in the north of America. And my family's here, so that's my favorite part. My mom raised me in a Christian home, so being able to like just go to church like on Sunday, it really shaped me who I am as a person and like how I think of the world and my morals. I think that's probably, I don't know. I have to say Christmas Eve. I know it's popular for people to do Christmas Day, but for us, I guess being Hispanic, we celebrate Christmas Eve. We have like a family dinner. It's kind of equivalent to like a Thanksgiving, except the food's a little different because it's more like Hispanic food. And we'll do that Christmas Eve, and then we'll stay up till midnight, and at midnight we'll open up. I've gone twice to work there, and I think each time has been completely different. The last time I went working there was, it was more of a challenge because I had to work by myself. I didn't really have coworkers, so I really had to be self-motivated to be able to get my job done well. But I made better friends the last time, so that's good. Honestly, yes. I remember when I was little, I saw Jurassic Park, like the first one. And then I dreamed for like a week that like dinosaurs would just come through my window and like kissed up the roof of my room. So yeah, traumatized for life with dinosaurs, but now I love them.
Mi vacación familiar favorita es cuando toda mi familia fue a Disney juntos. Fue en 2013 cuando estaba terminando mi primera pasantía en Disney que mi mamá, mi hermano y mi abuelo vinieron a visitarme. Son mis vacaciones favoritas porque mi abuela no siempre viaja con nosotros y pudimos ver los cuatro parques juntos en esos 2 días. Tomamos helado y lo pasamos genial solo estando juntos. La mejor parte es que nos tomamos una foto al frente del castillo de la Cenicienta la última noche y hasta el día de hoy es mi foto familiar más favorita que nos hemos tomado. No sé cuál será la próxima vez que mi familia pueda volver a ir de vacaciones juntos, pero espero compartirlas pronto con ellos.